from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
And Kevin, do you want to wrap up the last segment real quick get to the point that we're trying to get to?
I do not.
The Atolo said that they would prefer us make sure we wrap that up, because they change the station once we don't wrap it up.
Okay. So,
what was our last point?
That the Cowboys are in tier two of NFC contenders.
All right, there we go. But not in the bottom.
Yeah, that not tier five.
Yeah.
True.
It's a lot of tiers for only 16 teams.
There's only five tiers? By the way,
thought we made that point, and then that's when the nonsense started.
You know what, Kevin? I'm glad you're keeping track of that, man. Because if not for you, America wouldn't be where it is today, you know?
They scored spoiler alert. Sorry, they scored a goal.
All right. The Spits and Suds
podcast.
The United States. But, Mike, if we hadn't told you, you would have thought that was Germany that scored a goal, right?
Team. I was confused with these jerseys. They are not representing country colors well.
Uh-huh.
Unless Germany's added pink into their flag, which it looks like they haven't.
Nah, they picked a really weird color, but I guess, you know, when women's sports, they can throw a pink whenever they want. Are you familiar, Mike, with the idea of, like, on the score bug, the little color next to the name gives you an idea what jersey they're wearing?
Nope.
That is new to me. Okay. I did not know that either.
Because I was just thinking about it. I was like, is that kind of soccer specific? Or no, that maybe will happen in some other sports, but I don't think it happens all that often. Like, baseball,
their little color is black. And there's no black in there. Well, I guess they're okay. All right. That makes a little bit of sense.
Anyways, back to you, Corey.
All right. Back here on the C block, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Yes.
We heard on the Spits and Suds podcast, Brad Alberts, the president and CEO of the Dallas Stars.
Yes.
That's
Marv Albert.
That's different Albert.
That is Fat Albert.
I had to actually introduce my kid to Fat Albert the other day.
Where was he? You used the word had to, and that just feels wrong.
Was he in Plano?
No. It was in Plano. I don't know why I said, hey, and he thought it was funny, and I was like, do you know what that's from? And then I had to, Reggie, if that makes any sense. Okay. But Brad Alberts was on with the Spits and Suds podcast.
What were his thoughts on Odyssey?
I'm going to get to it in just a second.
Who in the world is Brad Alberts?
That's it. I'm done.
He just freaking told you.
He's the Dallas Stars CEO and president.
Sounds like an important guy.
He answered a lot of questions, but then Spittle asked the question, if Jamie Benn doesn't win a championship, or will Jamie Benn's number be retired? And this is what Brad said.
If you ask me, and I'm not going to be the president and CEO for, you know, forever, so those things change, but I'm a great protector of jersey retirements. And the ones that we did came with a Stanley Cup, obviously. They also came with a great majority of their time being spent with us. And so I think individuals that spent 2 or 3 years with us are looked at a little bit differently than somebody like Mo, who spent the majority of his career here. So I think, without going into all the details, I think that right there, winning a championship and winning a Stanley Cup is, you know, number one on that list. Jamie Benn has had an incredible career with us. Jamie Benn will be honored by this franchise. I hope to God that we can put his name, you know, retire his jersey and put his name in the rafters. You will know what that means if when I say that.
Do you agree with this concept that winning a championship gets you that kind of an honor? The Rangers don't have that. The Rangers have multiple retired numbers. Those guys did not win a championship. And I don't know if the Rangers ever looked at it and were like, I don't know, we're always going to be a farm system team. We might never do that. Who knows? I don't know. Well, there are numbers up there that just, they were great players. Some great things happened in that time, but they didn't win a championship. If Dirk had not won a championship, we would still love him, but we'd be like, oh, fell short. You know, like there would be that mindset of, yeah, it was a great career, but it's just another one of those careers that ended without a championship. But he did win it. Therefore, Dirk gets, as the first one, a statue. He gets all the celebration. A retirement from the team that he was with for 22 years. He was with that team for that long. And what was the retirement? Sean Kemp. All those guys show up for his retirement because of that. So when you look at it, I was kind of curious, do y'all agree that you need to win a championship to get that kind of honor in your club's team, your club's history?
Without a doubt, no. I think this guy's way off base.
Yeah. Just in general, not specifically about Jamie Benn, just as a general concept.
Now, I don't know where Jamie Benn ranks in his era of players. From the lack of knowledge I have, I don't think he's a Hall of Fame
player. He'd be a top 30 player in his era.
Yeah,
maybe not top 25, but maybe top 30.
So this dude somewhere running the Miami Dolphins would not allow Dan Marino in.
Because he didn't win a championship.
Like, I mean, there's certain guys that unfortunately they don't win a championship, but they are some of the best players of their era. And it's rare, but it happens. There's certain guys. Adrian Beltre is one of the five greatest third basemen of all time in my mind. And if he's not top five, he's top 10 for sure. And hell, he's top 16 because there's 16 third basemen in the Baseball Hall of Fame. You're not going to put him as a retired jersey in your building because of, oh man, you know, he lost that game 7 of the St. Louis Cardinals World Series. Like, that's silly. Like, this guy, don't know him, but this is silly. Now, if you just want to say, hey, Jamie Benn needs that championship because he's not a Hall of Fame hockey player, I get that. But say it that way. Don't say, well, unless you win a Stanley Cup, you don't get to make it up there. Like, that's silly.
I do think it's kind of interesting that while the dude's still playing, he throws this in the conversation out there. And I don't know if that's like a carrot. Hey, go do that so we can continue to honor you and all that stuff. But listen, man, those are tough to come by. From the 214, yes, Brad Davis's number is retired. He never won a championship either. And we don't love him the way we love Dirk.
And
like, quite simply.
In your face, Jamie Benn
is better than Brad Davis.
What's that?
Jamie Benn is better than Brad Davis at their particular sport.
If the Dallas Stars had an expansion franchise, which they didn't, they were brought from Minnesota. And then a guy spent his decade on that team from day one of the Mavericks. I get he came from the Lakers, but like day one of the Mavericks. And he's like the only guy in a 10-year history that was with that team. It's weird Brad Davis is up there. But when you start talking about where the Mavericks started from, where they ended up in the 90s as just a trash franchise, yeah, they put Brad Davis up there. Might have not been the best thing, but there's a little bit of context to Brad Davis being up there.
Each team's Hall of Fame is a little unique too, right? Like the Rangers Hall of Fame is unique. The Stars, I think Brendan Morrow's going in to the Stars Hall of Fame. So everybody has their own Hall of Fame. Feels like the jersey's a little different. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. My question to you guys now. Rank the DFW all-time non-championship guys. because here's a group
like
of players
didn't win a championship here.
Didn't win a championship here. And so that discounts Whoa. Pudge. It discounts Ian Kinsler, stuff like that. So I did go and look, Kevin. I have Michael Young, Romo, Witten, Beltre, Jamie Benn, Pavelski, and Josh Hamilton.
Yeah, Josh Hamilton's got to be in the mix. All right, so you said if they won a championship somewhere else.
They're off the list now. Okay. Yeah, they won a championship, they got a taste of that, so they're off the list. But I can't think of any Mavericks. I don't know, Evan Eschmeyer.
It's a horrible history.
No.
Yeah, aside from Dirk and Jet and that group, yeah.
Well, I guess
it's a real weird bunch.
I mean,
Luka's not there yet.
Okay.
And Dak and Luka can be in this conversation too if you really want to.
I mean, Roe Blackman's number is retired, so he doesn't count. Now, the only person that you could bring up is Mark Aguirre because he was a multi-time All-Star for you. He was right there with Roe. It was Roe and Mark and Roe as the best two players in the start of the Mavericks history.
But even that feels like a different level than, like, Lord knows I'm not the biggest Josh Hamilton fan, but even that feels like a different level than MVP winning Josh Hamilton.
Danny White go in that conversation then?
I mean, a person who should go in the conversation, I'd say maybe even over Danny White, is a two-time MVP of his league that we didn't mention. Juan Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
Juan Gonzalez.
He didn't get one with any of the teams either. Yeah.
Juan Gonzalez is really high up on my list. And, like, that's the thing I go back to. I think Juan Gonzalez and Josh Hamilton are in a different league than Tony Romo. I think Tony Romo is, like, a definitive tier down. I think Dak for now would be a definitive tier down from people who have won the MVP awards in their league.
And Luka hasn't even won an MVP, but you gotta agree, like, he's in that category.
He's five-time first.
Yeah. Yeah.
In six NBA seasons, five-time first.
He's generally accepted as one of the best.
Where he's also gotten his team now to the conference finals and
the
finals.
NBA finals. Yeah, that's another level as well, but...
So you would have Juan Gonzalez and Josh Hamilton in the top two tier spots?
I think Juan Gonzalez is the second best Ranger of all time.
To Josh Hamilton?
No.
Okay.
To Pudge. So Juan Gonzalez would be at the top of my list.
Nash, well, you'd say Pudge would be at your top of your list.
Well, right? He said I can't count Pudge.
Nash could be in this list too.
Oh, so you're saying we take out Pudge and we take out Ian Kinsler?
Yeah, we take out those guys.
Oh my gosh.
Because they ended up
I guess we have to take out Mark Aguirre because
he won a championship.
He did?
With
okay.
He won two, yeah.
Yeah, would Steve Nash be considered for your Mavericks? Because
that's a good one.
Oh yeah, that is a good one. Steve, there you go. Steve Nash for the Mavericks. That's a really good one.
So I got
one.
Young, Romo, Witten, Hamilton, Beltre, Ben, Pavelski, Danny White, Juan, and Steve Nash. I feel like I agree with you on, dude, Josh Hamilton. What did you say earlier?
Dude, Josh Hamilton, we tried to lose the World Series, and Josh Hamilton came out and said, the hell you are losing this World Series. And then we went back out there. I was like, no, we're still going to lose.
Yeah.
Like, he hit what would have been the most iconic home run in the history of this franchise.
Now it's this Corey Seager one.
For sure.
Or the Adolis one.
Yeah.
You get to choose.
Last night.
Now,
Josh Smith?
Last night was great. I won't put it in the category of game
play
one
that
of the
Jared
World
Sandler
Series.
Audio.
Play Jared Sandler and you tell me this doesn't sound like the greatest home run.
Listen, man, if you've ever heard a home run call in your life, you've never heard one this good.
Garcia at second. 3-2 Astros. Bottom 10. The 3-1. Smith swings. It's a high drive to right. That ball's back. It is out of here. Josh Smith, a walk-off homer, and the Rangers beat the Astros 4-3.
Do you think Jared
that is
pelvic
a great thrusted? That is, it is a great
was he
call.
Pelvic thrusting during that call?
He absolutely stood up immediately.
When he said good night, that was absolutely.
I wish they would have just hit the button to go to.
Yes, me
do
too.
Do you need Best Buy windows inside?
They'd be like, oh, wait, was that really good night?
Like, that's it? Like,
for people asking, like, Nolan
won with the Mets.
Exactly. Or DeMarcus Ware. He won a title as well.
Tony Dorsett is another one that you could put in that.
He won a title.
He won a title.
His rookie year.
Yeah.
His rookie year. Okay. All right. Did he win it?
Well, yeah. I guess you could say he did. He was on the team and was a very important part of kicking Denver's butt.
I think that's a
they
good
They handed the ball off 7
right
million
there.
Times. I went back and watched 70s football. You either handed it off to him or... the fullback.
Do you dislike 70s football because of the slow
if
pace?
If you watched it, you're like, how did this become popular?
You know what? We can add Steve DeBerg to that
Steve
list.
Steve DeBerg!
He never won a championship.
He
so
never played here either, did he?
He was drafted by the Cowboys in 1977.
So was Tractor Trailer.
Yeah. I would put I know he's not done just yet, but somebody asked. I would put Zach Martin on the list and bump Romo off.
Would you put Tyron on there?
Who do I have to bump off?
Pavelski.
I'd bump Pavelski off.
What about Dez?
No.
I was listening this morning and Sean and, or I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sean's
RJ there. And Bobby and Peyton were discussing the future Hall of Fame candidates. I just don't think that it was available to him.
No, Dez, I don't think Dez is particularly close to this conversation.
All right, I got a list of looks
very
about
popular,
10.
Though.
No, yeah,
that's the thing.
Look, it's like, I'm not saying he wasn't good. He was very good for a short period of time. He was amazing. Just he doesn't stack up to some of these other people on the list.
Somebody asked about Darvish. I mean, a very talented pitcher. I don't know where he lands like in the all-time pitcher category either, though.
If he would have won a Cy Young and would have been the guy from the Rangers that won a Cy Young, then maybe.
Well, there you go. Win a championship or never have your number retired.
Last thing on Corey's Corner. I thought soccer matches were 90 minutes with like 5 minutes of extra time.
No, so that's you might be thinking of injury time. Extra time is essentially their overtime in situations like this, and it's 2 15-minute segments.
Oh, does that happen in Euro football soccer thing?
When it gets to the elimination rounds.
Well, yeah, if you're talking about a tournament where you need to determine a winner in that match. Now, in league play, right, you'll just take a draw, that'll be 1 point apiece.
If you kick all the balls as far as you can into the stands for souvenirs, could you run out of balls and then you just win the game 2-1 or 1-0?
Don't they throw the ball back on?
They'll bring the ball back.
They'll have one ball.
I want to keep it. It's like baseball.
Yeah, they will escort you out then. They'll
with the soccer ball?
No, yeah, you'll have to give that ball back unless you flatten it. Like you could flatten it and
puncture
then
it. Yeah. We're out of balls.
I imagine you'll do time at that point.
For puncturing a soccer ball?
All right, good luck.
Jeez. You'll do time. Oh, you go to, like you're in court. They're like, what did you do? I punctured a soccer ball. Oh, man, you deserve jail.
Yeah. Life
in
prison.
We throw people in jail for jumping on and running on the field.
That's true.
For how long?
I don't know.
Not long.
Okay.
What's worse, they kick a soccer ball in the stands and I flatten it, or I run onto the field?
You're destroying property.
It was flat when it got to me.
Yeah.
They kicked it so hard.
Yeah, who would have known?
They get flattened out.
Good luck working with that one on a judge.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here. You're on 105.3 The Fan.
Don't judge me is what I'm telling the judge.
If the ball is flat, you must acquit.
That doesn't even...
Close, though. Kind of. Not really.
I'm surprised you didn't say, if Mike's full of, you must acquit. But I would appreciate that. Coming up next, how will the Cowboys start out the regular season and maybe some more God help us Olympic updates on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We're going to try to mix in some football and Olympics right here in this segment. I want to start with football if we can. How do you believe, so the first five games, how do you believe the Dallas Cowboys will start the regular season? So they're on the road against Cleveland,
all right,
host New Orleans, host Baltimore, on the road against the Giants, on the road against Pittsburgh.
I think they'll be 3-2.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
Potentially 4-1 if they can beat Cleveland.
All right. Now, I want you to ponder this then, Corey.
No Chubb.
If they are 3-2, right now you can get 2-1 on your money.
Ooh.
If you think they can go 4-1, you get 3.5-1 on your money.
What do you think is a better bet right now, that or stocks? I feel like stocks is the way to go. Buy low right now, right?
I mean, today's been a better day. I think I might sit the rest of this week out. That's just me.
Are you buying and trading stocks on a daily basis?
Not on a daily basis. I'm not Sean. If you think... Oh, we're not supposed to say that? If you think the Cowboys will go winless in the first five games...
Sean and that endorsement money, huh?
You can get 20-1 on your money.
Okay, all right.
But if you want to be more optimistic, Corey.
5-0?
5-0. 10-1 on your money.
They don't think that they're going to go 5-0, do they?
They do not.
Okay.
And in fact, 3 wins and 2 wins are almost identical. So the betting people are saying that the,
it's an easy swing.
That by far the most likely start for the Cowboys in the first five games is 2-3 or 3-2. Here's what is concerning about that. After that, you host Detroit, have a bye, and you're on the road against San Francisco. So you play surely the two of the best teams in the NFC, then at Atlanta, and then you host Philly and host Houston. So if you're rolling out of that 2-3,
yeah.
Ooh, that you
gotta struggle the rest of the way.
Like, I think you better hope for 5-5.
I think when we went to discuss the beginning of this, whenever we saw the schedule, I think I was like, look, man, this is going to be tough after. There's a stretch of the season for the Cowboys that is just brutal. So, yeah, man, you need to come out pretty hot here if you want to, like, feel comfortable at the middle of the season. And by feel comfortable, I just want to throw this out there, too. I did see one of the Rangers players said last night that it was, like, a huge relief. It was like you can finally breathe a little bit after they won. Like,
okay.
No, you shouldn't. Like, now you have a lot of work to do. Like, you shouldn't be taking this breath. And that's where I feel the Cowboys sometimes get into the season. Oh. They're like, we've done enough this week. We could stand to lose one instead of going out there and saying foot on throat.
Well, speaking of market volatility.
What?
I went to our Vanguard account. Not yours. I don't have your code. I've never seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
It says a note from Vanguard about market volatility. Like, they give you a 5-point deal because of how bad it's been in the last 48 hours. Like, staying the course with your investing reduces your chances of negative returns. Sell-offs due to geopolitical events are typically short-lived.
And by the way, historically in the U.S. market, that has proven to be the case. By the way, the market's really up today after a disastrous day.
Not my Vanguard.
Yesterday. Okay, yesterday was really bad, Mike. I concede to that. By the way, for the one person who said, what if they go 1-4, you can get 5-1 on your money. So
is that a fun bet?
I think it's a fun bet if you bet the higher numbers.
Or if you don't like the Cowboys.
Yeah, if you don't like the Cowboys, absolutely, you should bet low. Because you're like, not only does this person dislike the Cowboys, then if they don't win a lot, then hopefully they won't win and you'll win money.
Right.
Like, that's the best of both worlds. Personally, I like to bet against the thing. Oh, crap. I like to bet against the thing that I like. Heck of a save right there.
Why did you say, oh, crap? Oh, you're watching the soccer game?
Because Germany almost scored. I like to bet against the thing I'm rooting for because that way I get something either way. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever I bet on Tom Brady and won a lot of money from Mike, I was like, I hate Tom Brady. But at least if he wins, I'll get money.
But what if you win and he wins? Like, what if you win and you get the thing that you're rooting for?
I mean, that's the best case scenario.
But you refuse to do it.
I was like, I'm not going all or nothing.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to hedge all of my bets right here. All right. On
balance. That's bringing balance to the world. I like
watching
it.
Watching Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
On the Olympics front, so we talked about it yesterday. Simone Biles maybe finished out her Olympic career, or perhaps not, but she has 11 Olympic medals, 7 gold, 2 silver, 2 bronze. She won 3 more gold medals in this Olympiad to go with the 4 she won in 2016. And you remember the 2020 Olympics, which actually took place in 2021. That's where she withdrew because of, well, a variety of mental health issues. Where does she fall on your, like, all-time U.S. Olympian list? Maybe, like, in terms of not just, like, ranking by like
fun to watch.
Yes.
Like Dan and Jake.
Exactly.
Dude, those are number 1 and 2. It was
Dan and Dave.
Dan and Dave. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
One of them didn't even qualify, right?
I believe that is correct.
But they're number 1 and 2 on my list for sure.
Okay.
Because marketing won in that
okay.
one.
Okay.
Like, marketing definitely won. Phelps was a blast, dude. Like, that was an absolute blast to watch Michael Phelps every time he got in the pool. He had a certain mentality about him. Michael Johnson is up there for me, too.
I think Michael Johnson might be at the top of the list.
I didn't get to watch Jesse Owens run.
What about Carl Willis?
Carl Lewis.
Is everything okay right now?
What's happening over there, Mike? Are you looking at your Vanguard too much?
He shook. The market has shook him.
Listen to this. When I click on performance button,
oh, no.
it says, something's not right. We can't show you how your account is doing
right now.
Please check back later. They won't even show you how bad it's gone in the last 48 hours.
I'm going to go to mine real quick.
The stock market's been looking really good today.
That's not right. Like, Vanguard can't be like, we don't even want you to see what has happened to your money in the last 48 hours.
Yes, that...
Maybe it's because so many people are looking that it's blown up their site.
Okay. Some more Olympic updates. Ooh, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Good point.
Yeah.
The United States women's soccer team is victorious 1-0 over Germany. They will move on to the gold medal match.
Add some more
Smith
medals
scored.
Sophia Smith.
Listen to Smith.
Oh, man.
Smith is the most common last name in baseball history.
Something's definitely wrong with Mike's account. Mine's fine.
Oh, okay.
The numbers or just the way
the numbers themselves aren't great, okay. But mine is allowing me to see everything.
Also, Mike is probably losing a lot of money there. We can't show him this.
Yeah, it makes sense how 24 is gone for me.
All right, let's...
You're on TV, Mike!
You got TV, dude.
Yeah, but I am famous Vanguard.
Am I right?
It's connected to something else.
Connected to women.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I see where this is going. By the way, more Olympic updates for you. U.S. surfer Carolyn, if you're fancy, Marks, won the gold in the Olympics.
You love to see it.
Good for her.
I do love to see it. Why did you ask that with a question mark?
What does she do?
Wait, I didn't.
As I said.
You said she won gold
US
in the Olympics.
Surfer.
Oh, surfer.
Is there like specific surfing events with it, or is it just like surfing?
Surfing makes no sense.
What?
I'm sure it makes sense to somebody.
What do you mean?
Well, surfing makes sense, but I guess it's like slam dunk competition. You're just like, that looked better to me.
Okay.
I agree with you on the front that you don't know anything.
Yeah, surfing judge?
You don't know anything about surfing.
You can't even see them. They're in the water.
There got to be surfers that know, though. They're the judges. Like it's just like gymnastics. We watch it and we're like, I don't know if that was difficult or not. It looked difficult to me.
So apparently,
but the judges are trained for that.
Yeah, the scoring consists of 5 judges who analyze the performance. They score each wave on a scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
and then for each wave, they judge the highest and lowest scores. Oh, those ones are discarded. So then you get the 3 that are in the middle.
What are you supposed to do when the wave doesn't wave?
Yeah, what
good?
If you get sucky waves the whole time?
Well, there's a time period for like a window of like I think 30 minutes where you wait and you can kind of pick your wave. So I imagine that also matters as well.
Jeez.
Hey, but what if you do an awesome thing but the wave is going over the top of you and the people on the shore are like, we can't see
anymore.
All right,
Mike, here are your criteria.
Like, son of a gun, that was my best. And they're like, well, the water was over
the
you.
The judges all sitting on the shore?
I think so.
Okay.
Where else are they going to be? They can't be in the wave.
On a boat?
On a boat?
On a surfboard next to you.
Ooh, they could surf the wave with you for moral support. Commitment and degree of difficulty, innovative and progressive maneuvers, whatever that is, variety of maneuvers, combination of major maneuvers, I said maneuvers way too much, and speed, power, and flow.
Have you ever seen the pictures where there's a shark in the wave?
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
it's
scary. There's a surfer, and they don't know because they're just surfing, and they can't see the shark is in the water with them.
Yeah. I learned so much about
what the hell is the matter with you today, Mike?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've seen.
It's a Tuesday after a Rangers.
It's amazing.
Dub against the Astros.
You are the one that brought up surfing, and the person Smith who scored surfed. Madeline, what's her name?
Carolyn Marks. Carolyn Marks.
Carolyn Marks.
All right.
Or Caroline, if you're famous.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to get through this. I have 2 more Olympic notes for you.
Kevin, a Brazilian woman finished 2nd, and a French woman finished 3rd.
In surfing, yeah. Very nice.
Those are not the countries I would have guessed.
Good for them.
I think that is historical for French, that medal finish.
Nice.
They have waves there.
The Olympic marathon swim test was canceled today over water quality. If you have to cancel the test, that's probably not a good sign.
They're just trying to figure out if they can swim? That's what they're being tested on? What are they testing is
what
I'd
like
to know.
You could test out the conditions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also,
if it got canceled, I'd say y'all go ahead and cancel the event.
You should probably figure out
or let's move this sucker to a pool.
Corey, I know you love TikTok. I found something on TikTok I think is awesome.
Okay.
Athletes unboxing their medals.
Ooh.
Now, I guess I didn't realize this. is you get the medal at the ceremony and stuff like that, but then they put it in this super fancy box.
It's like when you buy shoes. Like, I'm not wearing this
actually,
out. Box it up.
Yes, that is a great analogy. But what I love is it comes in the super fancy box, and it also comes with a letter of authenticity. And I like that the Olympics are like, hey, just in case anyone disputes this, here is your certificate of authenticity. And so these medal unboxing videos, especially if you don't know like who the athlete is and you get oddly intrigued at like what medal they're going to get, and you're like, oh, it's gold. I'm even more happy for you.
Dude, that is awesome.
That box is sweet.
That is awesome. I would never sell that.
Yeah. Yeah. It always bums me out when people have to do that, but sometimes you have things in life that necessitate that.
Like what?
I don't know, like maybe you lost your other job and you need money to keep your house.
Surfing accident.
I guess, or a surfing accident. And many other things in between. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, I hope we scrub this show from the record like Mike's Vanguard.
What are you talking about? This is great.
Send this in to Mr. Marconi.
He's still
or Mrs. Marconi.
I think it's a different. They have different judges. They're on the boat somewhere.
Yeah. Are they listening right now?
Listening to the pirate
Marconi
radio.
Are you listening?
Text in. What's the number, Mike?
Text in.
Or just hit the Odyssey
877-881-1053 yeah! and leave a message and we'll play it on the air for you. Marconi.
From the 214. It's the second time Kevin's got mad about his own topic. I don't know if that is exactly the way I view that either. Coming up next.
So close to macaroni.
Let's,
have you ever thought of that with macaroni and Marconi? It's like, what did you win?
Chit chat with those fellas.
No, hold on, hold on, hold on. I want more answers this time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So is the contention that you're making, Mike, that you're worried when you win a Marconi, which is the pinnacle of our business, that they're going to give you a box of macaroni? Is that what you're saying?
I hope it already be cooked. Okay. I don't want to make it myself. I've won. Okay. I don't think winning should be like, you make it yourself. No, you make it for me because I want it.
And that's what you think happens?
Yeah, I think it's maybe like a box of my macaroni, but it's like from another place, and they just say it differently. Because you're like, oh, we say it in America, macaroni. They say it in Italy, Marconi. And you're just like, oh, this is what macaroni is supposed to taste like. It's supposed to taste like Marconi.
From the 469, Marconi here. You guys are going to win the cheesiest award of the year. And from the 806, Marconi here. I'm giving y'all a standing ovation with tears in my eyes. Beautiful show, fellas.
Mike, I just want to make sure you haven't consumed any substances, have you?
Man, I hope you're listening to this show live because I'm probably going to get this show wiped off the
map.
I
had Norma's for breakfast. It's a good breakfast place. They're serving breakfast. Their deal of the day was chicken fried turkey. Have you ever heard of chicken fried turkey?
Incredible. Yes. What?
You have heard of it? Because I was like, I never heard of it, but they're making chicken fried turkey at Norma's now.
Hey, Reggie, can you just go to break and let Mike think we're still on?
No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Yates. Went upstairs with the heater. Myers goes down. And the Astros have now had five strikeouts with the bases loaded tonight.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. The Rangers get the win in extra innings over the Houston Astros. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the game tonight. But right now, I want to introduce you, courtesy of D&M Leasing, those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is he today?
Terrific, Higgy. How are you?
It has been a day.
You've worked with Mike before.
You've worked with Mike before.
Oh, yeah.
But also, actually, I want to start this out by going over to Eric Chiafalo.
Oh.
How would you feel if, I don't know, me or Corey just pulled Wolchuk aside for, you know, a good 15, 20-minute conversation in the midst of your show
when one
of his segments was coming up?
For sure. So in this instance, this would be you pulling them aside?
Yes.
And, like, pulling away one of my teammates from the show, like, walking into the G-Bag Nation and say, hey, you, Wolchuk, get your rear end over here. I need to talk to you.
And you're like, but I have a segment. You're like, that's fine.
Asking lots of questions, obviously.
Keeping the conversation going.
That feels like something that would be extremely disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I personally would not stand for it.
And what if it did happen?
If it did happen?
Yeah, what do you think would be proper retribution?
Somebody's toe or something?
I think just a middle finger to the face. I think potentially a double middle finger to the face.
Oh!
Hey, Eric.
Could you double barrel.
Could you come here real quick?
Yeah.
Is he going to slap him?
I don't know what's going to happen.
No, he just set up what to do.
With the five.
Oh, my God!
Oh!
He told me what the proper retribution would be.
For those who don't understand, earlier today in the Mike McCarthy press conference, Eric walked in here clearly and said, Mike, I need to talk to you. And then Mike missed his segment because Eric had so many questions.
It's my fault. I feel like the Mike McCarthy press conference is an hour long. And so I lost track of time.
I was sitting there wondering, like, is this a long commercial break?
It's the expressway. And like,
Do you need to get back?
Oh, I was like, maybe Mickey's on, but no, he was on earlier. I don't know.
So you never made mention of a Cowboys player?
You never like said to him, hey, your show is on right now.
No, okay, I definitely thought about it, but I was like,
I just happened to be in his presence.
Exactly. Gotcha. I was like, dude, I get a chance to talk to Mike right now. I'm not going to just waste this moment with some BS Mike McCarthy interview.
I always learn something having a conversation with Mike.
To those Mike McCarthy pressers.
They're good. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. Those actually are.
I think you predicted today that Jalen Cropper would be great in practice.
I'll be honest with you, though. I saw y'all at the podium.
Yeah.
Because we just got that content out into the interwebs. Oh, yeah. And so I like listening to you guys at the podium. I like listening to Wolchuk at the podium.
We should have a podium for Fan Bowl. On Saturday for the winner, and they get to do their own video after they win and everything, and we get to promote that for them. I think we should do that at Fanball at Hurtado's.
I support
Saturday.
That.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
My other video from the podium got pulled down.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes,
because he flashes junk.
I know. I was like, what happened?
Kevin.
I didn't know
the ceremonies of the Olympics.
Oh my God! All right. So the Rangers.
Impressive, though. Hagee, I mean, seriously, respect.
Yeah, man.
I thought you were like one of those pole vaulter guys.
I don't think Hagee wore a dress, Mike.
You would definitely not win gold at the Olympics in the pole vault.
True. So the Rangers win the first game of their last series of the regular season with the Astros. They just need to win one more to get the tie break. But as Corey's been talking about, don't settle for that mediocrity. You want to go for a sweep. You can't sweep if you don't win the first one.
That's right. And they did it. They got her done last night.
You had confidence the entire way. Right?
Oh, it never wavered for even a second.
As soon as Corey Seager hit the game-tying dong, I was like, it's meant to be.
We've seen this play before.
Yeah. Yeah. That was our fourth hit of the game. What was it?
Yeah, I mean, it's
a second. It was a crooked number. Yeah.
It's my most fun thing right now in DFW sport. It's trying to get hyped up for one win or one series win after an extended, bad stretch. So
how excited are you to see Tyler Mahle then tonight? Because he
incredibly.
Makes,
Yeah. You know, I think this is all setting up for what we know this team really is. You know, and that is the defending champs with a great lineup and now extra heat in the rotation. We just need him to hit, Hagee. I mean, and they should be hitting. They should be hitting. So I'm waiting. I'm messing around with a theory in my head that maybe like Adolis Garcia is so depressed that he helped this team win a World Series and he's playing for $4.2 million, that maybe if you just pay him, he would start playing well again.
That's where you are right
maybe,
now.
Maybe he's
you better play twice as well next year then.
I totally get that. Yeah.
Just rip up the contract that you're paying him and be like, look, man, we're just going to give you more money. Can you go out there and hit now? And
I mean, at
like,
some point you're going to become cynical and you're not driven necessarily to win the World Series as much as you were last year because you've scratched that off. So I think it's a factor I'd be considering if I was Ray right now, but you know he's throwing around nickels like they're manhole covers.
What if the Rangers went to him and were like, we're just concerned that you have no consistency. Show us consistency and we'll eventually get you more money.
I get that, but I mean, he's worth at least 20. So I feel like I'm playing for like 20 cents on the dollar right now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Right. Maybe he's not worth 35. You know, I get it. Hey, you know, but he's definitely a star player and a big part of this offense and the reason they won. I don't think he would just fall off. Do you, Mike? Now, maybe if you're like last year was amazing, then move on from the guy. Trade him if you're not going to pay him. But, you know, hey, it's money games, and I think it's a big part of human motivation.
What's your confidence level in the Rangers tonight?
Oh man, it's honestly it's
a
hard
crush first right now.
Yeah, you know, is that what it is? Are you there?
We're very excited. I am a little bit. I mean, how deep is Tyler Mahle going to go in this game?
Dude, what
is
the
situation after him? But yeah, I think that they go ahead and take the series tonight.
There you go. I like it.
We just got to be positive. Hell, maybe we should even crank open Club Rangers.
Oh, just for
positive vibes. Put it all out there. Maybe we'll go around the bases and Club Rangers this
walk off. All right, so we have the tease of potential Club Rangers.
Maybe.
What else is coming up on the program today?
Well, at 3:20, the newest member of the Texas Rangers, quite a personality. I was told to have the dump button ready as reliever Andrew Chafin joins us at 3:20.
I like it.
AKA Senor Sex Appeal.
See how you walked off the mound yesterday?
How about the way he walked out, dude? Yeah. Like, we need to get an American flag draped over him when he comes out of the
pen. He needs a flag on the
pin. The crowd loves it. Yeah, I like that. Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks when
it's
he comes
out. Great intro.
Oh my gosh.
What a walkout. I like it.
I love the way he just stone cold those beers too, right before he walked out to the mound.
Roll home with the G-Vag Nation. We have been the Kansas City Masterpiece Maker way back with us. Tomorrow we'll be live at Globe Life Field, 10 to 1 right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say they don't ask how, they ask how many, Kevin.
I like it. Winning streak.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.